Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome, everyone, to the last hour tonight. The 10 o'clock hour is my favorite. My son, Michael Battle, and I, we call the show the Mom and Michael Hour. And This is not your theme music. Hi, son.
I cannot believe, after all these weeks off, Jonathan started my section with the soul food song. Jonathan.
The song you hate. I love this song, can I just say?
See, you know what, Jonathan? I'm going to take this as you're just happy that I'm back. You're so happy I'm here. You want to get a reaction out of me. That's all. That's what this is.
Wait. What? Time out. Let's take a time out for a second. Why would you think that it would be my idea to set you off in a bad mood after you ain't been on the air for about 4 weeks and put this song in the atmosphere? No.
What is he talking about? First of all, I don't know this voice. What is this voice you went into, Jonathan? Who are you?
Knee of someone that has just come back from a little break.
He's saying mandolin. He's bigger than who he is right now.
That's the real Jonathan, isn't it?
Anyway, glad to be back.
It's so good to be back. Okay, so let's try it again. Go, Jonathan. Yeah, Michael's back. Michael's back. Oh, you know what time it is when you hear this song, right? It is time for the Mom and Michael Hour, and I'm still just tickled pink that we started out with soul food. He really, really does not like that song, but I love it, and he loves soul food. He eats a lot of it. Don't be tricking people. Come on. Welcome back, son. It is so great to have you join us. I have truly missed you.
I have missed being on with you, too. I mean, this is just, you and I talk a lot anyway, but it's been so strange not to be here for this hour, to have all of our conversations and tell all of our stories. So very happy to be back. And, of course, on an auspicious weekend, it's Pride weekend here in Los Angeles. Of course, Pride Month is all June long throughout the country. But Pride normally would be happening here in L.A. this weekend. They did the huge street closures for all the festivals, where there's, you know, all the decorations, and it's just a rainbow spectacular. And normally hundreds of thousands of people descend upon West Hollywood here in California to throw one of the biggest parties in the country. And I usually go every year, and it's really fantastic. But, of course, there was, you know, nothing happened last year. So, of course, Pride, along with everything else, was canceled. And this year, there wasn't an official Pride, but I said to myself, you know what, I'm going to make my own Pride. You know, I think I told you I bought that rainbow camouflage shirt that was wildly expensive that I bought to wear, well, all May and June, but also especially for Pride. And I have an outfit ready. I bought the silver shoes I told you about. I bought shorts. I never wear shorts. I bought shorts, and I said I'm going to make my
own
Pride.
Wait a minute. You brought shorts?
Yes. I bought some, like, really nice khaki shorts and a little bit shorter than I would normally do. And I was like, I'm going to show a little leg. I'm going to wear silver shoes, a rainbow camouflage polo shirt, and we have an outfit. So So as you might know, here in Los Angeles, you know, things aren't open in the same way they are in other parts of the country. So you still can't just walk into a bar and grab a drink. You have to have a reservation to sit at a table, or first come, first serve, wait in line to get a table to be seated, because you can't just stand and drink. And I said, how do I make my own pride? I'm going to just book reservations at all the restaurants in West Hollywood. We call it WeHo. So I had brunch at 12:45. I had an early dinner at Ciccone's, which you've been there a few times.
Oh, love Ciccone's. The only place I've ever had grappa, and I will never have it again.
That's where you had the grappa? So I had a 12:45 brunch, early dinner at 5:30, and then after dinner drinks at Pump, which is a restaurant owned by Lisa Vanderpump.
Lisa Vanderpump. Yeah, she's still going strong, huh?
She still looks fabulous. She was there, of course. Her and her husband go to her restaurants a lot, and she owns three different places on one block in West Hollywood.
But it's good to see her. People want to see her.
Yes, they love seeing her. She always has some amazing outfit on. They always pull up in their crisp Rolls Royce, and she brings all of her dogs with her to the restaurant, and they walk into Pump, and it's a whole thing. And she'll stop and talk to you. She's very nice. She's very open. So I booked the reservations. I invited a bunch of friends, and we stayed out there all day long. The brunch, the time in between until dinner into drinks, and after that, and made our own pride. It was great. And other people did the same thing. People showed up in their rainbows and flags and sparkly rainbow shorts and all the outfits, because everyone had the same idea. They got an outfit together, and they were going to show up, reservations, and just at least be out there to smile at one another and say, happy pride.
So what is it that's happening in Los Angeles? You know, here in the great state of Minnesota, it's really open right now. And some people are concerned about how that may change in a couple of months or so, or maybe even a couple of weeks. But, boy, people are having a great time getting out. It's just packed out here. So what's happening in Los Angeles? Are you still seeing the numbers increase in COVID cases?
No. So our numbers are, thank God, going down like crazy. Fewer people going to the hospital. Our deaths are going way down. So we are on the cusp of doing the same thing that the Twin Cities has done. June 15th is the date, supposedly, that things are going to reopen. And I don't know what that means. I don't know if you can just walk into a bar. But for sure, large gatherings indoors will be allowed. So we all kind of said, hey, just move Pride one weekend, and then it'll be a different story. But I think it's going to be Pride every weekend for the rest of June because of this. There are bars here that, you know, on the 15th, which I believe is Tuesday night. No, it's the 15th on Tuesday, right?
I believe so. Today is the 13th, so yeah.
So Monday night at 12:01 a.m., there are several nightclubs that are opening up their dance floors. So there's literally going to be a line of people waiting. And when the clock strikes 12:01 on the 15th, the party is going to start.
It's on.
And frankly, I don't think it's going to stop for a year or until there's a different wave. I think people are going to just – I can't wait to be back on dance floor. And just that level of party is something I most definitely miss.
Yeah, a lot of people miss it, Michael. And we're starting to see it happening here in the Twin Cities. It is a beautiful thing. And I don't know what normal is anymore. I don't know if we'll ever get back to what people think normal is. We have been so affected by this pandemic. I don't know if we will continue to do what we used to do. But it sure feels great to see the clubs, the restaurants, you know, those that are open, just packed out. It has just been wonderful to be a part of it. Now, speaking of opening, last week, Disney got some really bad news from, you know, journalists who really thought that their big announcement of the Avengers, I think it is, the
Avengers
new
campus opened, yes.
Yeah, and it didn't go so well.
Okay, so I haven't read all the articles, but all the reviews. But people were mad because the line to get into Avengers Campus was extremely long. But again, Disney still can't fill all parts of its park to full capacity. I think they're currently at 35%. So in the area where Avengers Campus was built, it used to be the area for A Bug's Land. And it was a small...
Oh, I remember where that was located.
Yeah, that's a very small part of the park that was primarily for kids that they revamped into Avengers Campus. And so now it's the most popular thing that everyone wants to go see, but you can't fill the area to capacity. So, of course, there was an extraordinary line to get in. Also, there's a ride that already existed that now has been looped into the area as part of Avengers Campus. But of the new rides, only one of them is open currently. The other one might open, I don't know, 1, 2, 3 years from now. Who knows when they're going to finish building the other major ride. So same thing that happened with Star Wars Land. The first ride opened first, and then I think about a year and a half later, the second ride opened. So it's a small space, and it's just there isn't as much to do as people might think. But there is, I will say this, I went to the Club 33 early preview of Avengers Campus the Thursday before it opened, and then again for the full opening weekend, and then again and again and again. I've gone a lot. So all my friends want to go. I've been to the parks more in terms of, like, rate of going since it opened this year than I think I have in years. I mean, it's been nonstop. But back to Avengers Campus. So there is a Doctor Strange show. We're in Doctor Strange area of Avengers Campus. They have an actor in a Doctor Strange costume come out and do a small show. And there's actual magic tricks in the show. I was gleeful. I was in a theme park watching a man portray Doctor Strange using a combination of special effects in the parks and actual magic tricks. It was just the best. I absolutely loved that. Magic and theme parks have had a long-standing marriage, and I haven't seen, you know, magic used in that way in Disney parks outside of the magic shop in the park itself in quite some time. So that was very exciting to see.
You know, you've been a professional magician for many, many years, many decades, and I look at that and listen to you now, and I wonder, does this inspire you to get back into it?
It did, but I'd say the thing that really inspired me to get back to it was the opening of the Magic Castle. Of course, the world-famous private club for magicians here in Los Angeles that I joined when I first moved here when I was 18 years old. And they went through their own tough 2020. There was an article in the LA Times, a scathing expose that came out talking about all the sexism and racism that have occurred and permeated throughout the whole world of the Magic Castle. And they named names, talked about old lawsuits, told stories. I mean, the reporter for that even reached out to me when he was first writing it, but I declined to be a part of it. But a lot of that stuff is true. I've had tons of really bad experiences there, really racially charged events and microaggressions galore. And the females that I know who are magicians there, I've had tons of bad experiences on their half. So I actually really appreciated that the LA Times wrote this. I mean, it was long. I read it online, so I don't have a page count, but they put a lot of work into this. It was a major expose. And I think that reckoning was required for this private club that opened, I think, 1968, to really start to see itself for what it is and shift its narrative and the optics of how they operate around people of color and women. So going back to the opening weekend of the Magic Castle for the first time and eating dinner there, you know, just showing up and being in that space more and trying to participate more, that, I think, re-inspired me to really, you know, make sure magic is still a part of my life. And there's no live shows allowed indoors quite yet in California. It's coming up very soon, I think, same as the 15th, so next week. So they played a video in the Palace of Mystery, which is the main showroom inside the Magic Castle. And it was a bunch of old clips, some I'd never seen before. I think it was the second recording ever of Siegfried and Roy. Things I'd never seen, and there was a video of David Copperfield's Flying, the illusion that I used to obsess about when I was a teenager, that you let me go see his touring show when it came to the Twin Cities, and I sat on the second row and watched him fly across the stage and still couldn't figure out how he was doing it. They played that video, and I kid you not, I teared up, because it just reminded me of the beauty of magic, what it can be at in its purest, most forward-thinking form, and that was an inspiration for me. So all the feels, and I was like, all right, magic needs to remain a part of my life, and let's help this place move forward into 2021.
I am so happy to hear that, Michael. That's awesome. We got to take a break, but we're going to come back in just a moment.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is now 10:25 here at WCCO. Welcome back. As we continue with this last hour of Steel Talk, and it's really exciting to have my son back for the Mom and Michael hour. This last hour, the 10 o'clock hour, is my favorite. I get to visit with my son, and it's amazing. Hey, Michael, I have good news for you.
I love good news.
Okay, here we go. I had a chance to watch X-Men Days of Future Past.
Okay.
Wow, right? And I had a chance to watch some of the X-Men Apocalypse. The beginning of the apocalypse, I just want you to know, was one of the best openings of a Marvel film I have seen. Mm-hmm. Other than, what was his name? The blue?
Nightcrawler in X-Men.
Nightcrawler.
You were going to say, that was a scene, yeah.
The best, right? But this came close, man. That pyramid with the apocalypse, that was amazing. Whoever came up with that, and then to have all of the religious images included in all of this, so you were able to glean at certain times in the movie, and I didn't get to see all of it, but I'm going back to watch the rest of it.
That is wonderful, but here's the catch.
Uh-oh.
You're telling me this because you're saying, hey, look, I've seen some Marvel films, right?
Yeah.
And you aren't wrong. The X-Men are part of Marvel, but mm-hmm. none of those movies are actually in the same universe as the main Marvel movies.
Yeah, I read about that. But I thought that you would say to me, it's okay.
Well, they're also.
It still counts.
They're just not as good as the actual Marvel films. But so Fox had rights to X-Men, like the mm-hmm. X-Men 2 with Nightcrawler. Those are all produced by Fox Studios. And then, right. of course, they were licensing out the characters from Marvel. And when Disney purchased Fox, they acquired all of that, but they had still done a whole 20 years of X-Men movies. So now we're assuming that Marvel is going to redo all those movies or somehow incorporate X-Men in a parallel universe into the Marvel universe, or use some sort of parallel universe Doctor Strange theory to say that all those movies existed as they are, and therefore those characters can now cross over to the Marvel universe. We'll see. But you still need to watch the Marvel ones, because let's be clear. We talked the other day, and you were like, oh, yeah, I saw a few minutes of the beginning of a movie, of an Avengers film. It was called, like, Endgame or something.
Yeah.
And I freaked
out. No, you said, do not watch that. Do not watch that till the end. Don't do it.
You started watching the final installment of 10 years of movies.
And you told me to keep it in order. I know.
I said, whatever you do, don't watch Infinity War or Endgame. You must watch the other films first. And you're like, what's happening? Oh, this is terrible. What is going on? I was like, no, watch it. So hopefully you'll go back and start from the beginning, watch them all in order, and then you can really appreciate Avengers Infinity War and Avengers Endgame.
I'm really trying, honey. You can see that your mother is really trying. I have not gotten it right. I'm telling, okay, all right. I'm not there yet, but I'm just saying I'm trying.
By the way, Michael, I'm not even in the same room with her, and I can see here from the studio her eyes rolling into the back of her head.
Yes. Yes, they are.
It's so true, Jonathan. I'm going to admit that. It's like, come on. Give me a pass. You know, I'm trying to watch these movies.
You watched some of two X-Men films out of order, but still, you watched some of them. So you're right. I should give you that.
Jonathan, I'm going to make your eyes roll. That's not right.
Because also, there's two different sections of X-Men. There's X-Men 1, 2, and 3. And then in X-Men 3, they killed a bunch of the main characters, and the fans got really angry. And then they recast the whole thing with young people and kind of started over. And then they had some Days of Futures Past, I think, was the one where they combined some of the original X-Men cast with the new one because they kind of time traveled back and forth.
You are correct.
So they did that to appease the fans, to undo the terrible, terrible mistake of the third one. And then they did X-Men Apocalypse, which you saw the beginning of, and then Dark Phoenix, two of the greatest.
Who's having this conversation? Is it you and Jonathan? And have I been put out of the conversation?
All I did was affirm
I've been put out
that,
of the conversation.
That they had some, that they killed some of the X-Men off in the third one back in the early 2000s.
Jonathan encouraged me. I'm going to blame him.
No, you do not. You do not.
I clearly heard him say, Michael, please start rambling about Marvel. I want nothing more.
You know, I'm so ready for it to stop.
You know how we have, you know how there's the bro code? We have apparently the Marvel rambling code.
Yeah.
Where I say nothing to the point of ramble on about Marvel, and Michael takes it as, oh, I know what you really mean, and I'll ramble on about Marvel.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm glad you saw those, but know that the Marvel films are better. They're better movies.
Okay, y'all done? You guys are done,
are
right?
We? Yeah, know? We are done.
Okay. So, hey, Michael.
Although technically the Dark Phoenix saga and
Apocalypse. Oh, my God. The Dark Phoenix. That's with, what's her name? Jean,
yeah,
right?
Terrible.
That's with Jean. Oh, man.
But they're supposed to be involved with Thanos, but they couldn't be because they were Fox. Anyway,
I don't want to hear about Thanos. I tell you what, for Christmas, I'm going to get you a really big, really large comic book.
One singular? That sounds great.
One singular. And I'm going to try to paint in watercolors Thanos. You know, with flowers on his big head. And
by the way, before this train gets any more off the track than it already is, we might as well pay some bills and take a break.
Okay. We'll be back.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, I still love this song. I really do. Come on, you guys. It's just fun. I'm dancing. Are you dancing, Jonathan? Michael, are you dancing?
Love this song. It's the groove.
Yeah, I do too. It is now 10:37.
I'm too stuffed to dance. I just got
you
through
eating. You too stuffed? What did you have? A pizza? A large pizza again?
No, I actually went over to the Wedge Co-op. Their hot bar is back open, and so I got some nice stuff over at the Wedge.
I love the Wedge. They have great food. It's clean. It just tastes right, right? What's your favorite thing? Your favorite thing?
Oh, they had it back. I saw it last week when I went over there for a second. The Parmesan cream corn. It is so bad for my body, but good for my soul. So good.
Why is it bad for your body?
Don't ask. It's basically
just like cream corn, egg and Parmesan cheese just blended together into like an egg bake. That's all it is.
Michael, do you eat corn?
I do. I think I might have a slight allergy to it, but I'm allergic to everything, so I'm just ignoring that for now. But yeah, I love corn. I love grandma's sweet corn.
She makes great sweet. Yeah, she really makes great corn. But I don't eat much corn. I try to avoid it because it doesn't do well for my system. You know, with all the genetically modified corn, I even stay away from popcorn now. I'll, you know, buy popcorn for my grandchildren, but I'm not going to buy popcorn for me.
Oh, it's so delicious, though. And it makes movie going so much fun. Oh,
it does.
In the Heights, the new film by Lin-Manuel Miranda, of course, the film version of his Broadway show, the show that came out before Hamilton.
Right.
It was supposed to come out last year, but with the pandemic, they held the release, came out this past, I believe it was this weekend. And I went and saw it in theaters with Joey, and it might be my favorite movie musical based on a Broadway show.
Really?
It's pure joy. It is one of the most just bombastically joyous, wonderful, good times I've seen in a long time. And it wasn't just because I love movies and I haven't seen movies in theaters in a while. It was great to see it with a crowd of people. But it is so much fun. The dancing, the singing, just the story itself. It's a little long. Maybe that's because I had a large soda and I had to hold everything. So I could feel the time. Maybe it was that.
Maybe it's because I had a large soda and had to hold everything. Okay.
It's a little long, but we are, as I always say, in such need of sources of joy. And if you like musicals, if you like fun movies, this one is just at the top, number one, the dancing, the singing, the characters, as I mentioned before. Check it out. I haven't purchased the album yet, but I mean, there were whole songs that had large sections in Spanish, and I had no idea what they were saying, but you still got the emotion of it, you know? It was cool because having never seen the show, I became a huge fan of Hamilton first, and then going, seeing the movie version of the play that started his fame and seeing how that kind of morphed into the influences of it, Hamilton was really interesting.
I had a chance to see this play. They put it on at the Ordway a few years ago, and the Ordway did a remarkable job. It was all locally casted. These dancers, oh my God, it was all so great. They did a great job. But I can't say that I love it more than Hamilton by any means, you know. So to see it in the form that you saw it in, would you compare it to Hamilton or no?
Absolutely. It's comparable, but my qualification on that is a movie musical. So, and I'm not just saying a musical overall, you know, it's not my favorite show. And as I mentioned, I've never seen the show on stage, but movies based off of Broadway shows, probably musicals in particular, this one might be number one. Like, I love Rent, the play, more, but the Rent movie wasn't very good. Like, I'm always going to love that show, but the movie just, it was a little boring and it just moved slowly and it had its challenges, you know, and many other films have had that, where they try to adapt something from stage to screen. It just doesn't always work. But this one, caveat having not seen the show, it really works as a movie. And the filmed version of Hamilton is just the stage production, which I love, but it wasn't turned into full movie experience. So it's just great. Definitely check it out. Also, I saw Cruella.
You did?
Yes, I saw Cruella. I got to watch it with Todrick Hall at his house, which was great. I'm really glad I got to watch it in a room full of people who have a healthy appreciation for sparkly costumes and things that are fabulous. So it was a really good crowd to watch the film with. It's gotten mixed reviews. I went into it with low expectations. It is also quite a long film, but I think it is iconic. It is the Disney version of the Devil Wears Prada, but ratchet, just the more fabulous than you could possibly imagine. The costumes, the moments, the lines. I think their characters will definitely be gay icons. I think we'll see people in Halloween costumes as those characters for years because they're so iconic. And really, I hate to call them costumes because they're dresses, they're works of art. I loved the movie. So seeing those two recently has been a wonderful re-entrance into kind of getting back into seeing films and getting back in that, you know, cadence of having those great experiences. And of course, the summer season's here. So now the big movies are out. I haven't seen Furious 9. Which one are we on now?
All right. I think it's 9, 10, 19 it is 9. Maybe. What it's is it, 9. Furious? Oh, it's not 19?
I figured by now it'd be 90.
Furious yep. 1, that was me at the top of the show when he played the Soul Food song. But you know, we're on 9 now, so that's different.
Well done, Michael. Well done. Okay, have you seen it? Did you say you went to see it?
No, so I haven't. But by this time, normally I've seen the Fast and the Furious film that came out that summer season, because those usually come out in late April. And they're just, they're schlock. They're not good movies, but they're insanely fun, and they make no sense. And all the stunts are just ridiculous, and I love it. So it's a guy movie, right?
Is it just a guy movie? Like, you got to love cars to like Fast and Furious, right?
It started off like hyper macho, Vin Diesel, deep voice, pretty women in short shorts. And it was that whole early 2000s. No, actually.
And he's really pretty too.
Yeah, but it's morphed into something more mature. They realize that it doesn't have to be so kind of misogynistic and atypical. And like, hey, the world's changing. Your movie can change too. And you can have a whole diverse cast of characters and strong female leads. And it doesn't have to be Vin Diesel chasing some hot girl or racing a car. You know, they can do more. So they have done more. It's bigger. It's better. I see a lot of couples going because even if you don't like cars, it's really fun.
You know, here's the thing. I can't get over Vin Diesel as Riddick.
Oh, he was so good in The Chronicles of Riddick.
He was great, but I can't seem to see him as anything else.
I don't think it just seems to matter.
Yeah.
All his characters are the same. It's him, pretty, deep voice, action. That's what you pay for, and that's what you get, is Vin Diesel being Vin Diesel. But to clarify, I have not seen Furious 9, but I definitely will see it, and I'm looking forward to it. And then we can talk about that.
We can talk about that. Okay, Michael, before we have to go to break, I want to mention, how is it that some famous singers like John Legend and actors like Whoopi Goldberg find a way to stay relevant even during a pandemic? It's like we've lost so many of the faces that we've seen over the years on television doing commercials and all sorts of things. And these are the two I remember, John Legend doing all of the, you know, vaccination images and talking about Walgreens and what they're doing, and Whoopi Goldberg talking about something else. I can't remember. I just remember her purple lipstick.
Well, I don't have the full answer to that, but one thing that both of them have in common is that they both comment on what's happening in politics aggressively. So I think we hear about them a lot because it's never just entertainment. They're always doing good work across the board. And making comments that, you know, make some people really mad and other people really happy. So that kept them in the press the whole time during the election, the whole thing, because they stayed in front of doing the work. So that's part of it. You know, some people laid low during the pandemic in terms of people who are famous out there, but others, they did online concerts, they put out more content. Whole albums were dropped in 2020 that just are now coming back around as we rediscover them, as we go back out and do things. So, you know, people find a way to stay relevant. Oh, can I mention one quick thing? How much time do we have?
Jonathan, can he mention one more good thing?
We got a minute or two.
Yeah, go.
When I went to the early preview, before I went to the early preview of Avengers Campus at Disneyland, I was there with Joey, his coworkers, and we're sitting at 1901 and on the balcony eating, having some drinks. And Joey casually goes, "Oh, look, there's Bob Iger."
Oh, now, right.
I stood up. I've met a lot of famous people. When I tell you, I squeal. And he was over there, and I could see him and his wife and where they were going towards Avengers Campus. But just seeing him in real life, and our guests who were with us, they went, "Who's Bob Iger? You think I rambled about Marvel?" I was like, "Let me educate you about the former CEO of Disney and how amazing he is and why I'm squealing and why I admire him so much." So that was one of those moments in life where even if I didn't get to actually shake his hand or meet him, just seeing him in person was magical.
Yeah, and he didn't single-handedly make it happen, but boy, did he have a lot to do with the success of Disney today.
Hugely so. I mean, the acquisition of ESPN, Marvel, Lucasfilm, Pixar, all of that happened under his leadership. I mean, he changed Disney as we know it.
So can you tell me, do I have to take a break yet, Jonathan? I hope not.
Yeah, let's get the business segment of the show out of the way.
All right, here we go. We'll be back. It is now 10:51 here at WCCO as we wrap up this Mom and Michael Hour, which has been such a joy to be on with my son and, of course, Jonathan Lowe as well. Jonathan, thank you for stepping in a few times tonight as we had to battle against having some technical issues, but things have gone smoothly, and I'm so grateful for that.
Pandemic radio.
Pandemic radio. I'm going to get you a T-shirt that says that, dude. Pandemic radio. No, I refuse to give in to that. So, Michael, as we move forward, especially you in California, I have been really excited that I just realized, I mean, I really just realized that I'm done with my first year at Luther Seminary.
Yeah.
It's a huge milestone. It's huge. Sometimes I walk through the valley of total discontent. I don't understand a thing sometimes. And I go, okay, am I supposed to be here? And then all of a sudden clarity comes, you know? So now I'm looking forward to the final year to see, okay, Jarlin, are you gonna understand it? Are you gonna get it? And I'm looking forward to getting it more and hopefully all of it. And I think even though I didn't take any winter classes this past year, I think I'm going to take a winter class this year. I really do. Because I think it's the break that bothers me. You know, I kind of, I don't know. I won't say I forget about it. It's just that when the summer months are done and you don't have any classes, you know, you have to, if you're a lifelong learner, keep learning, period. So whenever you can.
Said every student ever, yeah, when you have a break and then, you know, you come back to class and you're like, wait, what's this? Papers.
What's this?
What? Yeah, it's tough for everybody to come back from a break.
It is. It really is. But for me to get through this last year, I think I'm going to need to take classes in every semester. And that includes fall, winter, spring, summer. I won't do summer because hopefully I'll be graduating.
Right. You know, you can always take extra classes if you want more papers. I'm sure you can take extra classes.
I'm sure you can. Don't even think about it. Don't even put that on my plate, honey.
I can't breathe. I'll sign you up for the extra classes post-graduation. I'll do that.
Oh, post-graduation.
Post-graduation.
That's pretty good, son. That is pretty good. Well, I tell you, tonight has just been a blast talking with you and hearing about all of your fantastic escapades in Los Angeles. And what's next for you? When are you leaving town again? Or are you concerned about traveling as they start lifting things in California?
I mean, I'm definitely concerned. You know, you can still get COVID if you have the vaccine, but it won't be as severe. You know, and that's really the key. If I have the vaccine, I'm going to go out there and do things and do it safely. I mean, I went to a spa today, you know, so that was the first time doing that since the beginning. And, you know, I got a massage, I was in the steam room, I did the whole thing, and it's stressful. But at the same time, I was relaxed because I was in a spa.
Michael, do not bring up a spa. Your mother earlier in this show was trying to get me set up with a mani-pedi. Don't do it.
That's right.
Don't do it.
You can do it.
He's scratching the walls at his apartment. He needs a mani-pedi.
I almost got one when I was in line for a restaurant in West Hollywood for Pride. But, you know, and I looked at my nails, which I bite, and I was like, I don't think there's anything to cut. So,
there is something to paint.
Yes. Well, when I have gotten a pedicure, I don't paint my nails ever. I have them buff them and have them clip them, which stops me from biting my nails. A pedicure, that's a whole different thing. Jonathan, it's going to change your life.
It's going to change your life.
And you'll say, this is the thing that, you know, in your experience, men don't normally do. And then as soon as you're in the chair and this person massaging your legs and clipping your toenails and, like, scrubbing your feet, and you'll be like, why wasn't I doing this every weekend? What happened? Why was this not a part of my life? It's wonderful. It's very relaxing.
I'm just going to give you the same answer that I gave your mother earlier in the show. Ready?
I'm waiting.
go. Oh, silence is it? Silence is the answer? Okay, when you know that your shoes are being scraped, everything is, all the leather's being scraped off from the inside. So you know what's happening with your feet. You know.
I mean, I can't have it, Jonathan, because my shoes are silver. You know, I have right. can't be little.
Not just silver, but metallic, man.
They're metallic. I got to keep things clean in those shoes, you know?
Just going to call your shoes home base from now on.
Home base, you know, picking up signals. But I got a lot of confidence. There's pictures on Instagram, at Michael Battle LA, of me and my camo rainbow shirt from Valentino and the silver shoes. And it felt good to just be out there and wearing the bright colors and smiling and being happy and, you know, understanding.
You know, Michael, I'm a DSW girl. I'm not going to find brands like that at DSW.
You will
but
not.
I can get a pair of flip-flops that'll last me a while.
A while, yes. Some duration of time, yes. You know. But look, if you're going for that look, it's a way to do it. So we did Pride. And I told all my friends, I said, you're going to see me in this shirt and these shoes all month. Every time you see me, I'm going to be in this shirt and these shoes. I'm like, oh, really? I'm like, yes. I bought them, so I'm going to wear them constantly. Go out and see all the
people. Honey, I hope the sun does not go through your shoes and burn your toes. If so, just go to the nail technician. It'll be okay.
It'll be okay.
Michael, I love you so much. Thanks for joining us tonight, and I look forward to next Sunday. And to all of you who prayed for me and waited for me to come back, thank you. I love you all. Good night.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.